Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'd like to welcome you to day 7 of Verses of Victory. And I can't believe we're at day 7 already. Today happens to be Friday, but of course I know you may be listening to this anytime. So whatever day it is, wishing you a wonderful day. I'm going to go ahead and get started. So let me get my book open to day 7. If you recall, Verses of Victory is for those who feel like they want to be empowered. Maybe they can't find their way to it, or maybe they feel like God doesn't love them, or they don't deserve to be empowered and have victory. But I'm here to tell you that indeed He does love you, and He has already assured your victory. Day 7 is short and sweet. Let me give you the Bible verse. It's from Psalm 34, verse 1. That's Psalm 34, verse 1, and I'm coming from the King James Version, or the KJV. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Again, that's Psalm 34, verse 1, KJV. Now, if you've been listening or reading, you know that the past couple of days, I believe, we have had verses that don't on the surface seem to be like verse of victory. They don't necessarily reference victory specifically, but I kind of break it down and tell why they do, at least to me anyway. So this one is another one. It's talking about blessing the Lord and praising Him. So I start off by saying this again may not seem directly like a verse of victory, but Psalm 22:3, and I'd ask you to look that up for a more complete version of it, but Psalm 22:3 suggests to us that God inhabits the praises of His people. So we can tie that back to talking about praise in this verse. God inhabits the praises of His people. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continuing on, it says, this means that He literally comes to life inside us and walks beside us when we praise Him. How awesome it is to know that we can gain victory just by praising God, someone who does all things for us. So don't waste your time feeling sorry for yourself. Instead, spend that time more wisely. Praise Him. Lift up your head and praise Him. And then He will walk with you and be with you and give you victory over the situation. Praise the Lord. That's the end of what I wrote, but let me just expand on that by saying, sure, we're human. Things hurt us and harm us and have us feeling sorry for ourselves. And that's to be expected for a little while, and God will even allow you that for a little while. But when you get through with that, you'll look back and see that He was there with you during your sadness or your pity party. And He's with you when you come out on the other side. So just praise Him, even during the trials, because you know that He is there. He would never leave you nor forsake you. So with that, let's go into our three P's. If you recall, they are personalize, practice, and proclaim. So personalize, I always ask, what does this verse mean to you? So what does Psalm 34 verse 1 mean to you? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? So we already talked about praising Him continually. So what can you do? What steps can you take to make sure that that happens? And finally, we always proclaim by praying a prayer and proclaiming victory over your situation. So with that, please join me. Dear Lord, thank You for inhabiting my praise. Help me to praise You at all times, no matter what is going on in my life. Help me to use praise not only as a form of worship to You, but also as a way of helping me make it through all situations. I declare, Lord, that today I will praise You continually for the great things You have done and continue to do for me. Amen. Like I said, that was short and sweet. I made it a little bit longer by just adding some thoughts to it. But again, I want to wish you a wonderful day, and may you carry his praise throughout your day. I'll talk to you soon.